Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
Good morning, Big O. Great game last night for the Cats. Duclair's aggression on the offensive zone, some unfortunate goals on Bobrovsky, but overall happy on the team's performance. Andres Orozco, I'm with you, man. Look, the Penguins are a good team. They've got their own firepower. They're a scary team at times. So I wasn't surprised, you know, that what happened last night. But what I really liked, and I know it wasn't a packed arena yet, but one of the things that the Panthers are going through right now is convincing the public that they're for real. And I've seen it with whether it's the Strikers or Inter Miami, the moments where you have a big game, a big moment. I've seen it with Miami FC too. And you get a lot of people at the stadium or the arena and you lose that game. And you lose the opportunity to sell to the crowd that you're for real. And so while those of us that follow the Panthers hardcore, we know they're pretty damn good. We know that they're a goalie away from actually challenging Tampa for the division and for a title, that they can win the Stanley Cup in that process. But most of South Florida doesn't know that. Most of South Florida doesn't care about the Panthers. They've got to make them care like they did in the mid-90s. And the win last night is one of those moments, one of those building blocks. And they've got to get there because the Panthers, every time they've been in a moment, they have failed over the last 20 years. Now they've got to stop failing in those moments. I know because these fringe type of, you know, these type of sports that are more What's that word that I want to use? That it's not mainstream. It's more niche. Thank you. Niche. More of a niche sport. That's what soccer is in this town. That's what hockey is. That's what baseball is. They're niche. You're not going to get people on board right away. So the only way to get them on board is to sell them entertainment. And in the mid-90s, they were winning. There was the Rats. There was all that stuff going on. It was fun. It was interactive. People got on board. Panthers have got to cross that threshold. Last night was a very important step in crossing that threshold because people watching on television may have thought of going. Down 4-2, they're going, yeah, well, I'm glad I didn't go. Winning 5-4 in overtime going, damn, I should have been there. So you've got to have more of those moments. And as you pile them on, you win people over. Ray Hudson and Doug Hamilton, rest in peace, did that with the Fusion back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when they captured everybody's imagination. They brought in entertainment. They scored. They won. They didn't win a title, but they got to the Western Conference Finals, which I know it always sounds weird, but those 2 years, they went from 4,000 to 7,000 the first year of Hudson to 11,000, and we probably would have gone to 14, 15,000 the following year. Why? Because they were building it up. And in the big moments, they were coming through. I've watched the Miami FC have those big moments and fail. I've watched the Strikers have those big moments and fail. I've watched the Panthers have those big moments. Big team comes into town. They're on a streak, ready to go. Show them. Boom. You look terrible, and then people say, same old Panthers. And that's what's got to change. People still don't believe in the Panthers. And until Nider Bobrovsky step up, you're not going to win the people over. You've got to go out there and do something special that grabs their attention. Yesterday was a start. That's the key for them.